Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how are you? I'm Seaver, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Jesse Colin Young, who, with his 60s group, the Youngbloods, made the song Get Together into what some call the hippie national anthem. Jesse, welcome to the Drive's Rockstar Interviews in Chicago.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Good to be here.
So are you okay with Get Together being referred to as the hippie national anthem?
Of course I am.
Of course you are.
You know, during the day, there was a congressman who submitted a bill that was and said Get Together should be the national anthem. So, you know, anything you want to call it, it does its beautiful work.
Here's the thing about the great song Get Together, which we could do a 10-minute interview on the history of that song. But you, Jesse Colin Young, got together with Steve Miller, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer of the Steve Miller Band, to record an absolutely beautiful version of Get Together. It has dropped on all streaming services, and with every listen, the streaming royalties go to Fight Hunger via the organization Song Aid. The words become deeds just by listening to the song.
Yes, just by listening. It's wonderful. And it is Why Hunger that that puts this on. And Why Hunger was started by Harry Chapin in the 1980s. And he said, why are people going to bed hungry in my country? Can't we do something about this? But Why Hunger is still going strong. And yes, all the money goes to them, except whatever the streamers deduct because for their
your cut is basically what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, the organization Song Aid, as I am finding out, is very new. They are just getting started, and it is for people who want to donate basically the royalties of their songs to charity. Now, you, Jesse Colin Young, and Steve Miller, how did you guys get together?
Steve and I have been friends for a long time, and I cut this track with my young band back in 2018, and we had recorded an album together called Dreamers, which came out on BMG, but that was all new music, 13 new songs. In the live show, we obviously played Get Together, and, you know, they're all in their 20s. They're all from Berklee College of Music. God, they're all just genius players, and they loved it. So, you know, here they are, two generations down from me or something, or maybe it's even three.
Yeah.
I mean, and the power of those generations, so I had to record them. So it sat in the can until I talked to Steve about it. When we were having dinner, he moved to New York, and Connie and I and my wife were up there having dinner with he and Janice, and I said, you know, I've got to get together, Steve, and, well, we got election year coming up, and it could get ugly. And I think we need, if we can put some sweetness and love in there, we ought to do it. He said, I'm in. So when I went to work on it in September and October, and he came off the road, I think, in early October, and we spoke and set a studio. He told me what time he had open, and I booked a studio, found a studio in New York that David Crosby told us about that he liked. And we went.
Let me just see if I can get this right. You already had the song in the can, and Steve added to it?
Yeah, well, we had with my band doing it and my singers. My part was not so good, so I redid the acoustic guitar. We recorded it live in the studio, and then I redid the vocal because with everything I had in me, I realized every ounce of love and joy that I can put in here is going to be needed. So then that was finished by November, and then Steve and Charles Yang, the fellow who plays the violin.
The violin, so well, yes.
But Steve and I spent, 5 hours, him playing his Strat, and then I guess he sang first. You know, when he says, I'm in, he means it.
Yeah, and it's a really, really terrific version, and your emotions, I think you hit the chord, man. I think you hit it right. Now, one of the things that this band of yours from the Berklee College of Music, your son is part of the band.
Yes.
His name is Tristan. Yes, yes. Give the man some publicity here.
Yes. Hey. Those are his friends and people that he knew. I mean, he basically put the band together.
Yeah.
I made some choices who to take, but
right.
It was he who knew all these kids and had been through school with them. And, I mean, so young. Most of them, 20s.
Indeed.
So, yes, God bless him. It wouldn't have happened without tea. I've been struggling with Lyme's disease for, you know, a quarter of a century.
Right.
I think I was just getting a little bit better. I had been off the road maybe 5 or 6 years. And Connie and I started writing a song. And then we went to see Tristan having his senior recital at Berklee. And I went backstage and I said, oh, man, I'm hearing myself in this band. You have to put a band like this together for me.
That is such a great story. You go to the recital of your son at college, and there's my band right there. Wow. So when people listen to this new version of you, Jesse Colin Young, and Steve Miller do Get Together on whatever streaming service you subscribe to, myself, I've got Apple Music, and I gave it a couple of listens this morning, and other artists via Song Aid are doing the same thing. We got Santana, we got Tom Morello, we got Wilco, all putting songs out, and all of those are donating their royalties to fight hunger as well. So I'm going to be making a playlist over the weekend, and I'm going to be playing the heck out of it because I love the song. And everybody make Get Together, the new version with Jesse and Steve on guitar and backing vocals, a part of your playlist. Feed people who are unemployed because of COVID-19. Seek out all the artists who put their music up and donating royalties via Song Aid. Jesse Colin Young, I know Steve Miller spent a lot of time here in Chicago learning his chops, the masterclass of blues. What are your recollections of Chicago?
I always enjoyed it whenever we came through to play. I probably didn't play Chicago as much as I did St. Louis.
Really? Interesting.
God, last time at the we played twice. I think in 17 and 18, or maybe 18 and 19, there's a city winery in Chicago.
Ah, it's a beautiful room. I love it very much.
I was there with that young band twice.
Oh, man, I'll be there next time. Get on back here. I am in front. I'm loving it, man. This is a great song. I want everybody to find it. Get Together on your streaming services. Every time you listen to it, you get donating money to a fantastic cause to feed the hungry. Jesse Colin Young, I know our time is short, but it has been a pleasure speaking to you, and I can't wait to get the word out about this new song and this fantastic cause that you support. Jesse Colin Young, thank you.
Oh, Steve.